Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Yeah. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Well, you know what? We're halfway there. 45 is halfway to 90.
It is.
Get lucky, 90 points will make the playoffs. Going to need a little help, but we're halfway there. And you know what? The fat lady hasn't even in line for nachos yet,
not
let alone singing.
Not even in the arena yet.
At 9:42, it's our friend Pat Boyle from NBC Sportsnet who joins us. So, Pat, we always give away an autographed hockey puck with Breakfast with the Blackhawk, but I'd like to add a second-level contest here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Since you and Sandberg and the family just got back from vacation, the first correct caller or texter, let's make it a texter, first correct texter who can tell me what Pat found most troubling about his wife's behavior on vacation. The most, I wouldn't say the most annoying thing. The one thing where you looked at her and went, who are you? And how did this happen? The one thing that you found most troubling about how Sandberg behaved on vacation. First correct answer by text at 312-981-7200. I'll give you everything on the prize list.
And by everything, that's a Lou Malnati's gift card and an Aft gift card.
Which means we need to get more prizes, not that those aren't great. all right, so Pat Boyle, am I nuts or is there still a shot here? And all of this, of course, is sponsored by MB Financial Bank.
There is a shot. It's not a great one. I think you're right. About 90 points is probably going to get you the second wild card spot, which is actually comes down in points from years past. It's usually been around 96 or 97, but the way it looks right now, somewhere between 88 and 92 could get you in. They've got 31 games left. They got to go, you know, like 22. You got to win 22 of 31 games, something like that. It's
a lot.
Daunting. Yeah, it's a lot, and you got to leap six teams. That's the other problem. You know, so one of those teams could go on, and they could win, you know, 7 of 10, play 700 hockey the rest of the way, and could, you know, end up with 95 points or something like that. So it doesn't look great, but there are some signs that the team has responded. The power play has been fantastic since December 18th. They're the top power play in the league. They're connecting on 40% of their power play opportunities. We've had Kane putting up near MVP numbers from his 2016 season. DeBrincat's been fantastic. So there are some bright spots here, but it's going to be a daunting task to try to make the dance.
You, of course, will have it all on NBC Sportsnet.
And NBC Sports Chicago. They dropped the net.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
NBC Sports Chicago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't get any of the memos anymore.
I know. Usually they do that for you.
All of that every single night with a bunch of some of the best guys that have played for the Hawks in the past few years surrounding you and interrupting you and telling you things you already knew.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Patrick Sharp has been added to the equation this year. Jamal Mayer, Steve Conroyd, Adam Burrish. So
these are good guys.
Yeah, they're great guys. They know the game. I think the female demographic enjoys what they bring to the table as well. And yeah, we have a lot of fun on there. It's been an interesting season, to say the least.
And I'll say this out loud. I've said it to Pat before, and I've said it to you before. There's nothing Pat says to those guys that he doesn't already know. I mean, he does a brilliant job of making them look smarter than they are. And I know all those guys, so mm-hmm. I can say that out loud.
We were talking about, you know, the Blackhawks are on a bye right now, but if they were doing games at the United Center, Pat's broadcast is right there next to the doors, and it's already cold in the winter because the people come in and out. But if it was this wind chill going into the United Center, they would have had to have long underwear under their suits.
Some of the questions, or before we ask the actual question, some of the suggestions for coming in from texters. Mary complaining about being stuck in Mexico. Mary complaining the sand is dirty. Be careful out there. Mary packing Bounty paper towels so she'd have her own. Mary insisted on making the bed in the hotel room. All of these things, and you'll reveal the actual answer shortly. What's the question?
But just so you know, my mom texted in that she can't imagine anything I did in Mexico was annoying. So that's what my mom said.
Nice.
All right. Timothy Cavanaugh from Forest Park asks you, Pat, who is your favorite Blackhawk from yesteryear? And if you have a question, you can go to WGNradio.com/contest, click on Breakfast with a Blackhawk link, and submit it there.
How about your all-time favorite Blackhawk?
Yeah, from yesteryear.
That's his words.
You know, I never got to see Makita and Hull play, but I'll have to go with Dennis Savard. I think
good call.
Savvy was fantastic, a great passer. He averaged almost an assist per game in his Hawks career. He was creative, gave us a spinorama. He was, he was Kane before Kane in a league that it wasn't offensive friendly at times, the clutching and the grabbing. So I'll go with Dennis Savard. Savvy is my favorite.
And an autographed hockey puck goes out to
Timothy.
Timothy Cameron.
And I think Pat, started with the Philly. Is that right, Pat?
No, I started down in Florida, honey.
No, I know you started in Florida, but I meant the team where you've seen Savvy play.
Have you two met?
Actually, in Tampa. I saw Dennis Savard down in Tampa. That's
He's been covering Savvy down there. Way before he was
Sandberg,
there.
Pat Sandberg. Say hello to
exactly. Yeah. Do you get in a fight on the radio? Is that
it'd be fun.
A problem?
Yeah, it'd be fun. All right, so reveal off the air the most troubling thing your wife did on vacation, and we got some great suggestions, and somebody on the text line will win as well, and thanks for jumping on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
See you later. That's NBC Sports Chicago's Pat Boyle.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm going to screen those. Whatever I did was annoying.
Everyone was kept on a very tight schedule. She continued to take Steve's calls.
Schedule. Yep.
There's a lot here. No,
like
you're not answering for him. It's what he thought
I
was troubling.
That one.